Good morning, good morning. Buenos dias. You can have a seat. So good to have you here. Good to be back together as a church. If you're new today, we're glad you're here. I'm Dan. I'm the lead pastor here. I would love to meet you after the service, so come find me. When you came in, hopefully you received a welcome card that has all the information of what's going on here at Life Community. You can also find all that information on mylcc.info. Okay, we want to let those of you who are newer to know that we are a church of people from different nations who speak different languages. You're going to hear worship today in English and Spanish. Our message today is going to actually be live in both English and Spanish. Usually, typically, our message is in English, and we provide live translation for Spanish speakers here using translation devices. That happens every week here. But today, you're going to hear both languages in the message. And today is May 3rd, which means it's the first Sunday of the month, which means it's... You guys, that is awful. That was just awful. Let's say first Sunday lunch together, okay? One, two, three. First Sunday lunch. Okay, we're warming up. I get it. It's cold. We're warming up. On the first Sunday every month, we do that. We have lunch together. If you're new or you forgot to bring something, it's okay. Just come. We've got plenty of food today. All right. Each month, we take a couple minutes just to kind of share about why we do what we do as a church, or the vision behind what we do. And this morning, I want to highlight God's vision for our church, for his church, to be a multi-ethnic church. We are committed to being a church that brings people from all nations into meaningful, growing relationships with Jesus and others. So in the last 2 weeks, we've been looking at the book of Acts, and man, it is great to see just how God loves people from all nations. The story of Acts that's the story of God building a church for all nations. In Acts 2, if you remember the last couple weeks, the Holy Spirit arrives. We saw God's heart for the gospel to reach the nations. He purposefully stepped in to help people from other nations understand. They were able to hear what the followers of Jesus were saying in their own language. I also shared last week about God's heart for the church, that it's his heart for the church is for it to be unified together. The early followers of Jesus were one. They were one in heart and mind. And what we see happening in the rest of the New Testament is followers of Jesus who are very different in culture, different in language, different backgrounds, practices, all of that. We see them coming together, learning to love each other in unity despite their differences. They didn't separate Jews into Jewish Christians, the church, and non-Jews into different church. They were all put in the same church together, and they had to learn to become one. And that oneness said something to the rest of the world. It was a witness, and it still is today. And that's our vision, to pursue that unity, the unity that Jesus prayed for, to become one church. Now, there are challenges to having that vision today. There just are. There are challenges to being a multi-ethnic church. We've seen some of them. But I want to share the perspective of Ajith Fernando, who lives in Colombo, Sri Lanka. Ajith is the teaching director of a Christian organization called Youth for Christ. Some of you may have heard of that, in Sri Lanka. And he wrote about three challenges to being a multi-ethnic church. And I want to share his words, and some of which I've simplified for our understanding today. But he writes this. Jesus told his disciples that the unity of Christians is key to bringing the world to believe in Christ. Indeed, the breaking of human barriers is a key ingredient of the Christian message in Ephesians 2. And our failure to demonstrate it is a key hindrance to being effective in reaching those who don't know Jesus. We are desperately in need of a more powerful demonstration of our unity today. He goes on to say this, we will face three major obstacles if we try to have a multi-ethnic church. One, he says, today's pragmatism always looks at success in terms of measurable results. Christ would have us reach a lot of people, right? As many as we can. Having churches of one ethnicity, many claim, help us achieve that rapidly. But biblical principles should take priority over the success principle, the success of the world. Second, he says this, today's society also tries hard to avoid pain and unpleasantness, and multi-ethnic churches usually experience pain as a result of some misunderstandings and cultural insensitivity. But we can learn so much from each other. We can understand the problems of other types of people better and thus solve them if they are in our congregation. We can demonstrate that Christ can make people one. This is an important message in a world that's broken by ethnic, caste, and class strife. Finally, Jesus shares a third challenge. Established Christians are often unwilling to change practices in their church in order to welcome those interested in Jesus. Many Christians do not want to pay the price. They want to be comfortable. But God has not called us to comfort, but to share with everyone about Jesus Christ. Those are great words from Ujith, Sri Lanka. I want to challenge us today. I want to challenge us towards the unity Jesus prayed for, and I believe that God cares so deeply about. Paul wrote this in Colossians 3. He said, here, and he's referring to in the body of Christ, there is no Gentile or Jew, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave or free, but Christ is all and is in all. It's not about our distinctions. And he goes on to say, therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another if any of you has a grievance against someone. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. God's heart is for us to be one. I want to share a couple ways you can help bring that oneness to this place, to LCC, to this body. One, step out of your comfort zone. It's hard to do, I know, but don't just be present, but intentionally move towards others who are not like you. It can be a small step. It can just be a smile. It can be saying hi to someone. In spaces like First Sunday lunch, even today, a challenge. Maybe meet one person today that you have not met before who's different from yourself. Introduce yourself. We recommend the translator, Microsoft Translator app. It's really good. You can hold it in front of you, actually have a conversation back and forth. Sometimes it gets loud in that room, but that's okay. Just be loud. Here's another opportunity. 2 weeks from today, we're starting another round of conversations with English and Spanish speakers. This is a chance to learn some English and Spanish in a fun, very easy environment, and it starts in 2 weeks, May 17th at 9:15 a.m. It'll go on for, I think, 8 weeks. Really excited about that. More info on mylcc.info. All right. Now we're going to turn to something that we just did, but it is a profound thing that we do together, which is worship. And in Revelation, it gives us a picture of all nations coming together. This is our future, everybody. If you're a follower of Christ, this is your future. People from all nations, every tribe, people, and language standing together before Christ in worship. So let's do today what we are destined to do. Let's worship together. Let's be one together as we worship. So I invite you to stand if you're able, and let's help each other and encourage each other as we worship our great God today.
Good morning.
Buenos días.
How are you feeling today?
¿Cómo se sienten el día de hoy?
Ready? Bien? Ready for some tacos?
¿Listos para unos tacos?
What else do we have? We have tacos, we have...
¿Qué más tenemos? Tacos, frijoles, arroz, salsa, guacamole.
We have everything this morning.
Lo tenemos todo esta mañana. Pineapple juice, watermelon water.
Praise the Lord.
Aleluya.
We are so grateful that you are here.
Estamos muy agradecidos de que estén aquí el día de hoy.
We are continuing our series on the book of Acts.
Estamos continuando nuestra serie en el libro de Hechos.
And we will be working today on the chapter 4.
Y vamos a estar viendo el capítulo 4 el día de hoy.
My name is Armando, and this is my great friend Kevin, who is translating for me today.
Me llamo Armando y este es mi gran amigo Kevin, quien está traduciendo para mí el día de hoy.
Now, there are some things in life that if I start, you know how this is going to end, right?
Hay algunas cosas en la vida en las que cuando yo comienzo a decir algo, tú sabes cómo va a terminar.
Now, for example, if I say, God is good, you are going to say...
Por ejemplo, si digo, Dios es bueno, tú respondes...
And if I say all the time, you are going to say,
y si yo digo,
you know what I'm talking about, right?
Todo el tiempo, tú respondes, Dios es bueno.
This is another. Now, and whoever don't respond, Juan, take a list there and no tacos.
El que no responda a la próxima, Juan va a tomar una lista y no le tocan tacos.
If I begin saying, sweet Caroline, you say? Always.
Siempre. And life has never been this good. Okay.
You know what we are talking about.
Es una canción. Conocen la canción, a lo mejor.
Now, if you are in your vacation time and you go to a resort.
A lo mejor algún día estás de vacaciones y vas a algún parque o un parque de agua, un resort.
And you are in the swimming pool.
Estás en la piscina.
And you start reading your book.
Estás leyendo tu libro.
And you see some kids around.
Ve los niños corriendo alrededor.
And you start reflecting in how good life is.
Y reflexionas qué tan bueno es la vida.
But you see one of the kids that putting the face on the hand of on their face.
Y te notas que un niño se está tapando los ojos, se está secando los ojos.
And say Marco.
Y dice Marco.
All the time.
Todo el tiempo. Ese lado no.
Every time that they say Marco, Polo.
Cada vez que alguien dice Marco, responde.
And they can be 45 minutes saying Marco, Polo.
Y se la pueden
pasar. Marco,
pasar.
Polo.
45 minutos de repitiendo lo mismo. Marco, Polo.
I want to scream every time that they are saying that.
Quiero gritar cada vez que oigo esto.
Polo. Stop.
Yeah, basta.
Always, all the time this happens like that. And thank God we are not in the book of Marcos today.
Polo. Y lo bueno que no estamos en el libro de Marcos hoy.
Now this is for last one for mis amigos.
El último para mis amigos, my friends.
If I say, yo sé bien que estoy afuera, pero el día en que yo me muera, sé que tendrás que llorar. And you say? Always is the same. You know how this begin and you know how this end.
Siempre es lo mismo, una traditional Mexican song.
Now, last one. You go to the grocery.
El último, vas a la tienda.
Con tu estómago vacío.
With an empty stomach.
Tú tienes un plan.
You have a plan.
Tú tienes una lista.
You have your shopping list.
Tú quieres ser responsable.
You want to be responsible.
Pero cuando el hambre empieza a hablar, entonces tú comienzas a agarrar helado, galletas.
When the hunger starts to speak, you reach for the cookies, you reach for the ice cream.
Cosas que ni siquiera estaban en tu lista.
Things that maybe weren't on your list.
Porque la realidad es que cuando tú estás vacío, nunca escoges lo que es mejor.
Because the truth is that when you're empty, you almost never choose the right thing.
Sino que tú escoges lo que es más fácil.
You choose what is easiest.
Y por eso es que espiritualmente nosotros creemos que cuando tú estás vacío también es un problema.
And that is why we believe that when you are spiritually empty, that is bad news, that is a bad thing.
Porque el vacío no solamente afecta tu estómago, sino que afecta tu juicio.
Because the emptiness doesn't just affect your stomach, your hunger, it also affects your decision making.
Y espiritualmente entonces tú estás vacío y dejas de empiezas a escoger lo que es más conveniente.
And spiritually you may be empty, so you start to choose what is most convenient.
Te mantienes en silencio.
You keep quiet.
Evitas la tensión.
You avoid tension.
Empiezas a comprometer principios.
You start to compromise on your principles.
Por eso es un gran problema que nosotros andemos con la vida con un estómago vacío.
That is why it is a problem to walk around the world with an empty stomach.
Y con un espíritu vacío.
And with an empty spirit.
Por eso cuando Jesús comienza el libro de Hechos, él encomienda a sus discípulos.
So when Jesus is talking to his church in the book of Acts at the beginning, he tells his disciples.
Y les dice, miren, no es momento de salir todavía.
And he tells them, wait a second, it's not time to go yet.
Él acaba de resucitar, él acaba de regresar de la muerte.
He's just resurrected, he's came back from the dead.
Y les da la promesa.
It makes them a promise.
Y esto nos marca el camino de donde el libro de Hechos va a ir, y principalmente en el capítulo 1, versículo 8.
And this marks the trajectory that the book of Acts will take, particularly starting from Acts chapter 1, verse 8.
Él dice, espérenme, esperen aquí, porque ustedes van a recibir el Espíritu Santo.
He says, wait here, because you guys will receive the Holy Spirit.
Y cuando ustedes reciban y sean llenos del Espíritu Santo,
and when you guys receive and are filled with the Holy Spirit,
entonces ustedes me van a ser testigos en Jerusalén, en Judea, Samaria y hasta lo último de la tierra.
And you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and Samaria and Judea and all throughout the world.
Y el libro de Hechos no es más que el Hechos, se llama Hechos de los Apóstoles.
In the book of Acts, it's called Acts of the Apostles.
Pero más que Hechos de los Apóstoles, yo creo que son los Hechos del Espíritu Santo en la vida de los apóstoles.
But more than that, it's the Acts of the Holy Spirit through the apostles.
Y cómo el Evangelio a través del Espíritu Santo va de Jerusalén, Judea, Samaria, hasta lo último de la tierra.
And how the gospel goes from through the disciples from Judea, Samaria, all to the ends of the earth.
Por eso el capítulo 1 muestra la promesa, Jesús diciendo, ustedes van a ser llenos, no salgan todavía.
So that is why in chapter 1, Jesus tells them, wait, you will be filled, don't go yet.
Y en el capítulo 2, el Espíritu Santo desciende.
And in chapter 2, the Holy Spirit descends.
Estaban todos unánimes en oración.
They were all unanimously in prayer.
Y el poder del Espíritu Santo se manifiesta en la vida de ellos.
And the power of the Holy Spirit manifests itself in their lives.
De tal manera que poder empieza a ocurrir en ese cuarto.
In such a way that power is coming out from this room.
Cuando el Espíritu Santo llega a su vida y lo llena, automáticamente hombres que tenían una característica.
When the Holy Spirit touches these people's lives, these men's lives, it changes what their old story was, their old characteristics.
Y empieza a escribir una nueva historia.
And it begins to write a new story.
El Espíritu Santo no solamente quería cambiarlos.
The Holy Spirit didn't just want to change them.
Sino que a través del Espíritu Santo, el creyente viene a ser una nueva criatura.
But through the Holy Spirit, the believer becomes a new creature.
Y esa es la realidad de la iglesia, y ese es el comienzo de la iglesia.
And that is the beginning of the church, the beginning of our faith.
Personas llenas del Espíritu Santo.
People filled with the Holy Spirit.
Con poder.
With power.
Pero me encanta que ellos no se quedan en el aposento alto.
But I love that they don't stay in this upper room.
Imagínense ustedes estando llenos del Espíritu Santo.
Could you imagine? They're all filled with the Holy Spirit.
Y que dijeran, ay, qué bien se siente.
They would say, wow, this feels amazing.
Ahora vamos a quedarnos aquí para seguir siendo llenos del Espíritu Santo.
Let's stay here and continue being filled with the Holy Spirit.
Pero recuerdan la promesa que Jesús le había dado.
But do you remember what Jesus promised?
Le dijo, no es para que se queden aquí en el cuarto.
He said, it's not for you to stay in that upper room.
Sino para que me sean testigos.
But it's for you to be my witnesses.
Testigos fuera de la iglesia.
Witnesses outside the church.
Fuera del edificio.
Outside the building.
Fuera de la institución.
Outside the institution.
No eres testigo el domingo.
Not just a witness on Sunday.
Tú tienes que ser testigo lunes, martes, miércoles y durante toda la semana.
You need to be a witness Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday and the rest of the week.
El Espíritu te llena para que tú puedas ser un testigo fiel.
The Holy Spirit fills you so that you may be a faithful witness.
Y eso es lo que experimentamos en el capítulo 3.
And this is what we see in chapter 3.
Salen.
They go out.
Pedro y Juan
Peter
van
and John,
al templo.
They go to the temple.
Y ahora con los ojos espirituales empiezan a ver la vida diferente.
And now with the spiritual eyes they have now, they start seeing the world differently.
Y se encuentran un hombre que estaba pidiendo dinero.
And they find a man who was begging outside the temple.
Que tenía problemas para caminar.
He was not able to walk.
Y ellos le dicen, mira, yo no tengo oro ni plata.
And the apostles tell him, we don't have gold or silver.
Pero de lo que tengo te doy.
Well, we will give you what we do have.
Y de manera profética hacen lo mismo que Jesús hacía y le dicen, levántate y camina.
And in a prophetic way, they tell the man the same thing Jesus said. He says, stand up and walk.
Y el hombre es sano.
And the man is healed.
Y demuestra que el Espíritu Santo, ellos fueron llenos del Espíritu Santo no para mantenerse encerrados, sino para mostrar el poder en las calles.
And it demonstrates that they were filled with the Holy Spirit not to stay in one room in one place, but to go out to the streets.
Y ahí viene el capítulo 4.
And now we enter chapter 4.
¿Me siguen? ¿Ya saben por qué llegamos al capítulo 4?
Are you following just the context before chapter
4? En el capítulo 4 leemos el versículo 1 y 2. Y le voy a pedir a Kevin que lo lea en inglés para ganar tiempo. Los demás lo seguimos en la pantalla.
Chapter 4, we'll read verses 1 and 2 in English for the sake of time. The priest and the captain of the temple guard and the Sadducees came up to Peter and John while they were speaking to the people. They were greatly disturbed because the apostles were teaching the people, proclaiming in Jesus the resurrection of the dead.
Ahora, Hasta este momento todo había sido bueno en el libro de los Hechos.
So up until this point, everything had been good news in the book of Acts.
Estaban viviendo el sueño.
They were living the dream.
Pero por primera vez en la historia,
but for the first time in history,
la iglesia enfrenta oposición.
The church faces opposition.
Y la realidad que estaban enfrentando oposición no por algo malo que ellos habían hecho.
And the truth is they weren't facing opposition because of something evil that they had done.
Sino porque se habían volcado a ayudar a las personas.
But because they had committed themselves to help others.
La oposición espiritual es la reacción del enemigo a un movimiento espiritual.
Spiritual opposition is the enemy's reaction to a spiritual movement.
Y por eso la pregunta que me gustaría que manejara el mensaje de hoy es esta. ¿Qué pasa cuando una vida llena del Espíritu Santo enfrenta oposición?
So that is why this is the main question we'll be centering our message on today. What happens when a life filled with the Holy Spirit faces opposition?
¿Qué pasa cuando una vida llena del Espíritu Santo enfrenta oposición?
What happens when a life filled with the Holy Spirit faces opposition?
Y vamos a ver a través de esta escena entre Pedro, Juan y los fariseos que estaban ahí, ¿qué es lo que, antes de responder la pregunta, qué es lo que la oposición quiere hacer en tu vida?
So that is why we will be looking through this scene that John and Peter have with these spiritual leaders as to what opposition wants to do with your life.
Kevin, si puedes leer el versículo 3.
Now we'll read verse 3. They seized Peter and John, and because it was evening, they put them in jail until the next day. But many who heard the message believed, so the number of men who believed grew to about 5,000. The next day, the rulers, the elders, and the teachers of the law met in Jerusalem.
Ahora, ¿qué es lo primero que la oposición trata de hacer con ellos?
So what is the first thing that the opposition tries to do with them?
Lo primero que la oposición trata de hacer de ellos es aislarte, es separarte.
Opposition tries to isolate you. We try to isolate them.
Los líderes religiosos en el momento ven que el cielo se está moviendo.
The spiritual leaders of the time, they see the heavens are moving.
Y tenemos que entender que estos líderes religiosos creían en el mismo Dios que Pedro y Juan.
And we have to understand that these spiritual leaders believed in the same God that Peter and John did.
Ahora, Pedro y Juan estaban hablando de la resurrección de Jesús. Estos saduceos, que es lo que menciona aquí,
but now these Peter and John were preaching about the resurrection from the dead, and we see the Sadducees were present.
Estos saduceos, la creencia que ellos tenían es que no había vida después de la muerte.
The Sadducees believed that there was no resurrection, there was no life after death.
Y que todo, la realidad era todo lo que veíamos aquí.
And that reality as we know it was everything there was.
Y al no haber vida después de la muerte, ellos empezaban a hacer negocio, empezaban a hacer dinero, y eran personas con influencia, con poder económico.
So with this idea that there was nothing after death, they started doing business, they started getting their name up, they wanted to make some money and grow their name.
Por eso tenían cierto estatus, cierto poder ante el pueblo.
So they had certain statuses and they had a name maybe that was known to the people.
Y lo primero que ellos hacen con este nuevo movimiento que se estaba levantando, que no era un movimiento antijudío,
and the first thing they do with this movement that was arising, which wasn't an anti-Jewish movement.
No, era parte del mismo movimiento judío. Hasta ese momento ellos no se llamaban la iglesia.
Up to this point, it was a part of the same Jewish movement. They weren't called the church up to this point.
Lo primero que ellos hacen es decir, vamos a separarlo.
The first thing they do is they say, we're going to pull them away.
Y lo ponen en prisión para que pasen la noche en prisión.
And they throw them in prison to spend a night in prison.
Y esa es la misma estrategia que el enemigo siempre va a usar en nuestras vidas para poder quitarnos a nosotros del propósito y la misión que Dios tiene para nuestras vidas.
And that is the same method that the enemy will use in your life and in my life in order to oppose and to try to cancel out about our mission that God has for us.
Porque cuando te pueden separar,
because when you're able to be separated,
tú puedes ser derrotado.
You can be defeated.
Y la estrategia desde el primer siglo hasta hoy es la misma.
It's the same strategy present in the first century than it is in the 21st century.
El mismo Pedro en sus cartas, él dice que Satanás anda como león rugiente.
Peter himself in his letters, he says that Satan is out about like a lion hunting for prey.
Y es esa realidad de cuando un león quiere atacar.
And it's this reality that when a lion wants to attack,
el león nunca ataca cuando está la manada junta.
The lion doesn't attack when he sees the entire herd.
Porque no puede.
Because he can't.
Porque hay ojos en todos los lugares.
Because there's eyes everywhere.
Hay fuerza en todos los lugares.
There's strength everywhere.
Hay poder en todos los lugares.
There's power everywhere.
Por eso empieza a rugir.
So he starts to growl.
Y cuando ellos se asustan, que empiezan a correr, empiezan a dispersarse.
And when they get scared and they start dispersing and running away.
Entonces es mucho más fácil atrapar a aquel que está solo.
Then it is much easier to go and catch and hunt the one that's alone.
Y tenemos que entender que cuando la oposición viene a tu vida,
so we have to understand that when you face opposition in your life,
es el mismo concepto que del león, es el mismo concepto que Pablo está que Lucas está trayendo aquí.
It's the same concept of a lion. It's the same concept that Luke is getting at in the book of Acts.
Y a veces el separarte no viene solamente por la oposición.
And sometimes separating you doesn't just come from opposition.
A veces viene por la decepción.
Sometimes it comes from being deceived.
Muchos hemos sido heridos por la iglesia.
Or being let down. Many of us have been hurt by the church.
Muchos hemos tenido crisis en donde nos han dejado caer.
Many of us have had crises and where we've been able to fall. We've been let to fall.
Y eso también es oposición.
And that's also opposition.
Estos eran líderes religiosos.
These were religious leaders.
Que no estaban empoderando a Pedro y Juan para hacer el trabajo de Dios.
That they weren't empowering Peter and John to do the work of God.
Eran líderes y religiosos que estaban más bien machacando la obra del Espíritu en ese momento.
They were spiritual leaders who were actually trying to crush down and step on the work of God in this moment.
Y esa decepción podía que ellos se levantaran al otro día y dijeran, si estas son la gente de Dios, yo no tengo que ver más nada con eso.
And they might, if people might see, if this is what happens to the people of God, I don't want anything to do with that.
Son muy hipócritas.
They're hypocrites.
Así que yo no voy más a la iglesia.
So then I won't go to church anymore.
Pero en el momento que te separas, estás derrotado.
But the moment you're able to be separated, you're defeated.
Y la realidad es que muchos de nosotros no es que estamos débiles.
The reality is that many of us aren't weak.
Es que estamos peleando solos.
It's that we're fighting alone.
Y nadie ha sido llamado a pelear solo.
Nobody has been called to fight alone.
Por eso es que nosotros como iglesia tenemos la intención de no solamente ver qué es lo que pasa aquí el domingo.
So that is why as a church we don't just have the intention of seeing what goes on a Sunday.
Por eso es que nosotros no queremos ser multiétnicos solamente en un servicio aquí.
That's why we don't just want to be multi-ethnic during a service here.
Nosotros queremos ser multiétnico cuando vamos a almorzar todos juntos.
We want to be multi-ethnic when we go eat lunch together.
Nosotros queremos estar unidos durante la semana.
We want to be together, united throughout the week.
Y por eso creemos en el poder que Dios manifiesta a través de los grupos pequeños.
And that is why we believe in the power and how the Spirit manifests himself through small groups.
Porque cuando estamos viviendo la vida juntos,
because when we're living life together,
el enemigo siempre va a atacar.
The enemy will always try to attack.
Pero hay ojos en todos los lugares.
But there will be eyes everywhere.
Hay fuerza en todos los lugares.
There will be strength everywhere.
Hay personas cubriéndote la espalda.
There will be people protecting your back.
Y tu visión es ilimitada, pero hay alguien más que está diciendo, estoy orando por ti, cuidado.
And your vision or sight may be limited, but there's somebody praying for you and it's telling you, be careful.
El poder de Dios es manifestado en la unidad.
The power of God manifests himself in unity.
Segundo, leemos en el versículo 6 y 7. Por favor, Kevin.
Secondly, we will read verses 6 and 7. Annas, the high priest, was there, and so were Caiaphas, John, Alexander, and others of the high priest's family. They had Peter and John brought before them and began to question them. By what power or what name did you do this?
¿Por qué poder o en qué nombre tú estás haciendo esto?
By what power or by what name are you doing this?
Lo segundo que hace la oposición es que la oposición trata de intimidarte.
The second thing opposition does is it tries to intimidate you.
No solamente te separa, sino que ahora te hace la pregunta, ¿cuáles son las credenciales que tú tienes o quién tú te has creído que tú eres para poder hablar acerca de esto y hacer estas cosas que estás haciendo?
The opposition doesn't just try to isolate you. It'll try to intimidate you and tell you, what are your credentials? Where do you come from? Where have you learned? Where does your power come from to talk about these things?
No solamente ahora están separados, sino que también están rodeados.
Now they are not just isolated, they are surrounded.
Y las preguntas que le están haciendo, ellos no le están pidiendo por información.
And they're questioning them not to get information.
A ellos no le interesa la información de quién era y que le diera el resumen de su vida.
They really didn't care about the information or about hearing the resume.
Ellos le están haciendo la pregunta para intimidar.
They were questioning them in order to intimidate them.
Y el ataque real en este momento no es a, a estas personas, no, no es a, a Pedro y a Juan.
And the true attack isn't to John and Peter.
El ataque real es a un nombre que ellos habían mencionado.
The attack is towards a name that they had mentioned.
El problema principal que ellos tenían era con Jesús.
The principal problem that they had was against Jesus.
Y la mayoría de las veces la presión no es contra ti, sino es contra el nombre que tú estás llevando.
And very often opposition is not against you, it is against the name that which you carry with you.
Y vean el versículo 8 aquí mismo en la pantalla, dice, "Pero Pedro, lleno del Espíritu Santo, respondió."
And now we see here verse 8, Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them.
Ahora, nota que ellos están rodeados, pero a la misma vez ellos están llenos.
Think about this again. They are isolated and surrounded, but they are filled with the Holy Spirit.
Ellos están siendo rodeados, pero están llenos del Espíritu Santo.
They are being surrounded and walked around, but they're filled with the Holy Spirit.
Hay poder y credenciales que le están diciendo alrededor de ellos quiénes ellos son. Era Alexander, era Caifás, era Anás, eran poderosos.
There was these powerful leaders of the church, Caiaphas and Annas and Alexander, questioning them and asking them, "Where is your credentials?"
Yo tengo el poder.
I have the power.
En un momento yo te puedo matar.
In one moment I can kill you.
En un momento yo te puedo silenciar.
In one moment I can silence you.
Pero la presión de afuera no era más fuerte que el poder que venía de dentro de ellos.
But the pressure that they were facing from outside was not more powerful than the spirit that was in them.
El poder del Espíritu Santo manifestándose en ellos le hacía que ellos no se pudieran callar.
The power of the Holy Spirit manifesting itself in them was made it so that they could not stay silent.
Porque los otros tenían armas.
Because other people had weapons.
Los otros tenían poder económico.
They had economic power.
Pero ellos tenían al Espíritu Santo.
But they had the Holy Spirit.
Y si tú tienes al Espíritu Santo,
and if you have the Holy Spirit,
no hay poder que se pueda enfrentar contra ti.
There is no power that can oppose you.
Te pueden matar.
They may kill you.
Te pueden herir.
They may hurt you.
Pero tu espíritu no lo pueden contristar.
But they can't conquer your spirit.
¿Por qué? Porque el espíritu en ti tiene mucha más fuerza que quien está alrededor tuyo.
Why? Because the spirit in you has so much more strength than anything around you.
Dice el salmista, caerán a tu lado mil y diez mil a tu diestra, mas a ti no llegarán.
The psalmist says that there will be thousands of people that will fall before you, but to you, they will not be able to reach you.
El Señor pelea tu batalla.
The Lord fights your battles.
Y por eso estaré tranquilo.
And that is why I will be at rest.
Y mientras ellos estaban intentando intimidar y están diciendo todos los nombres de lo que ellos tienen ahí,
and while they were trying to intimidate them and they mentioned all these powerful people that were present,
ellos siguen fieles y firmes hablando de Jesús.
They stay strong and firm in their belief in Christ.
Y esta es la manera en que Pedro responde.
And this is the way that Peter responds.
Kevin, si me puedes ayudar ahí a leer en la pantalla.
And we will read here together, verse 12. Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved. Then when they saw the courage of Peter and John and realized that they were unschooled, ordinary men, they were astonished and they took note that these men had been with Jesus.
La presión te intenta hacer ver pequeño.
Pressure will try to make you small, make you seem small.
La presión te hace ver que no tienes valor.
Pressure will try to make you see yourself as not having any value.
Pero vean el versículo 13. Los gobernantes dicen, al ver la osadía que hablaban Pedro y Juan, al darse cuenta que eran gente sin estudio ni preparación.
But again we see in verse 13 when they realized that these apostles were unschooled, ordinary men.
Y la palabra que se usa en griego para la descripción que ellos hacen es idiotes.
The Greek word that they use here is idiotes.
Básico, lo que ellos estaban diciendo es, son unos idiotas.
Basically, they were saying, there are some idiots.
No saben nada de la vida.
They know nothing about life.
¿Qué hacen esta gente?
What are they doing?
Pero al final dice, reconocieron que habían estado con Jesús.
But at the end it says, they took note that these men had been with Jesus.
Y eso me da mucha paz a mi corazón.
And that brings peace to my heart.
Porque en mí, no hay nada de valor.
Because in me there is nothing of value.
Cuando me vienen a preguntar o me vengan a preguntar cuáles son tus credenciales.
When someone may approach me and tell me what are your credentials.
¿Cuáles tus puntos fuertes?
What are your strengths?
Enséñame todos tus logros.
Show me your accomplishments.
Yo me tengo que poner al lado de Juan y Pedro.
I need to stand aside with Peter and John.
Y decir, no, yo no tengo muchos estudios.
I might say, I don't have that much education.
A mí me cuesta horrores pararme a hablar acerca de lo que sea delante de las personas.
I'm filled with fear whenever I have to stand in front of people and talk about some topic.
No, mi vida no la vas a ver en los récord Guinness.
You won't see my life in the record Guinness book.
Y si lo vas a poner en el grupo de los tontos, ahí también me puedes poner a mí.
And if you're listing all the dumb people, you can also list me there.
Y esa es la belleza del evangelio.
But that is the beauty of the gospel.
Que un grupo de tontos,
that a group of dumb people,
que habían estado con Jesús,
that had been with Jesus,
habían cambiado la historia,
changed history.
Y esto a lo mejor es contrario a lo que usted va a escuchar en cualquier otro lugar.
¿Va a ser o no va a ser?
Es contrario
this
a lo que usted
va a escuchar. This is contrary to what you will hear anywhere else.
Porque a lo mejor en otro lugar te van a decir, descubre el campeón que hay en ti.
Somewhere else you may hear, discover the champion within.
Tienes la fuerza, tienes el poder.
You have the strength, you have the power.
Tú puedes lograr grandes cosas.
You can do great things.
Eres el héroe.
You are the hero.
Pero el evangelio no es acerca de tú eres el héroe.
But the gospel isn't about you being the hero.
El evangelio es de personas rotas.
The gospel is about broken people.
De personas que no tienen.
People that don't have.
Personas que no pueden.
People that can't.
Personas que no lo han logrado.
People that have not accomplished it.
Pero que han estado en la presencia de Jesús.
But people that have been in the presence of Christ.
Y yo quisiera que ese fuera lo que las personas vieran de nuestra iglesia.
And I wish that was what people would see about our church.
Yo no conozco un nombre grande en esa iglesia.
I don't know a great name in that church.
Yo no conozco a nadie muy poderoso.
I don't know anybody that powerful in that church.
Yo no conozco muchos millonarios.
I don't know many millionaires in
Pero
that church.
Pero yo conozco que esa gente han estado con Jesús.
But I know that those people have spent time with Jesus.
Yo conozco que cuando esa gente salen a cambiar el mundo.
I know that when those people go out, they go out to change the world.
Yo conozco que esa gente aman como Jesús amó.
I know that those people love the way that Jesus loved.
Yo conozco que esa gente se entregan como Jesús se entregó.
I know that those people are devoted the way Jesus was devoted.
Yo conozco que ellos se entregan unos a otros y viven una vida que yo no entiendo cómo.
I understand that these people love each other and give themselves to one another. I don't understand why.
No son lo suficientemente importantes.
They're not important enough.
No los veo demasiado bien vestidos.
I don't see them very well dressed.
Pero veo que hay poder en ellos.
But I see that there is power within them.
Porque estuvieron en la presencia de Jesús.
Because they were in the presence of Jesus.
Y esa es la iglesia que nosotros estamos llamados a ser.
And that is the church that we are called to be.
Oposición siempre va a tratar de intimidarte.
Opposition will always try to intimidate you.
Muéstrame tus credenciales.
Show me your credentials.
Pero cada vez que la oposición te pida que muestre tus credenciales, muéstrala a tu Cristo.
But every time somebody, the people try to ask for the credentials, show them Christ.
No yo, sino Cristo.
Not I, but Christ.
Toda
in
la gloria, todo el honor, todo el poder, todo el dominio.
All glory and power, dominion.
Solamente para Cristo.
Belongs only to Christ.
Tercero, la oposición va a intentar silenciarte.
Thirdly, the opposition will try to silence you.
Y vamos a leer el verso 14 al 18 en el mismo capítulo 4. Kevin, por favor, léelo para nosotros.
And we'll read these verses 14 and 18 from this chapter. Read them on the screen. But since they could see the man who had been healed standing there with them, there was nothing they could say. Then they called them in again and commanded them not to speak or teach at all in the name of Jesus.
Ellos no pudieron combatirlo.
They couldn't combat them.
Porque el hombre que habían sanado estaba justo al lado de ellos.
Because the man that was healed was standing around
ellos
beside
no,
them.
No podían decir que era mentira.
They couldn't deny it.
No podían decir que poder y que algo había ocurrido.
They couldn't say it was some sort of trickery.
Pero le dice, mira, por favor, lo único que yo necesito es que tu fe sea privada.
And so they told him, look, the only thing I want from you is for your faith to be silent.
Tú puedes creer en Dios.
You can believe in God.
Tú puedes leer tu Biblia.
You can read your Bible.
Pero por favor, manténlo para ti. El Dios es tuyo.
But please, keep it to yourself. Keep your God to yourself.
Sí, no vayas y lo publiques en ningún lugar.
Don't go out. Don't post it anywhere.
redes sociales no, porque te vamos a bloquear, te vamos a reportar.
Don't post it on social media because we will block you and we will report you.
En el trabajo tampoco, porque te vamos a decir a recursos humanos que tú estás orando en el horario de almuerzo.
Don't talk about it at work either because we're going to report you to HR and say that you're praying and talking about religious things during work time.
Por favor, para de hablar.
Please stop talking.
Y el enemigo no le interesa la fe que tú tienes.
And the enemy doesn't care about your faith.
El enemigo no le interesa qué tan grande puede hacer tu fe.
He doesn't care how great your faith may be.
Lo único que al enemigo le interesa es que tú lo mantengas privado.
The only thing the enemy cares about is that you keep it private.
Y lo que pasa es que nosotros estamos viviendo la vida muchas veces. No sé si se han dado cuenta que a veces hay cristianos que parecen del servicio secreto.
And what happens is that sometimes, I don't know if you noticed, but there may be Christians that live their lives and they seem like they might be part of the secret service.
¿No los han visto?
Have you seen them?
Mira, ellos entran a la iglesia y suena la canción.
They enter church and a ringtone sings.
Ton, 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 ton. Mission Impossible, right for them.
Una misión imposible para ellos.
Están tan en el servicio secreto.
They're so intertwined with the secret service.
Que nadie sabe que son cristianos.
That nobody knows they're Christians.
Y los compañeros de trabajo ni se enteran.
The coworkers, no clue.
Los vecinos.
The neighbors.
Cristiano, ese.
Christian, that guy.
Se está escuchando Bad Bunny para salir del carro, yo lo escucho.
Someone that listens to Bad Bunny on his way to work.
Cristiano, ese.
Christian, that guy.
Si tú oyes los cazuelazos que se dan unos a otros.
If you would see the amount of pan swinging I see in that household.
Tú ves cómo vuelan de una casa a la otra.
It's like they fly from one side of the house to the other.
Nadie lo soporta.
Nobody can stand them.
Están en una misión secreta.
Well, they're in a secret service.
Dios no nos llamó a nosotros a estar en una misión secreta.
God doesn't call us to be in a secret mission.
Dios no nos llenó con el Espíritu Santo para mantenernos en silencio.
God didn't fill us with the Holy Spirit to remain silent.
Y esta es la respuesta que le da Pedro y Kevin nos va a ayudar en esta parte, nos va a predicar en esta parte.
So that is that response that Peter gives. We will see here and I will help partially with this. And I want you guys to pay attention to this verse because it is important.
Quiero que presten atención a este verso porque es importante.
Which is right in God's eyes? To listen to you or to him. You will be the judges. As for us, we cannot help speaking about what we have seen and heard.
Entonces, ¿qué crees de la respuesta de Pedro?
And we see here in Peter an example to follow, an example of transformation.
Y vemos en Pedro un ejemplo de transformación.
The same man who less than 50 days ago was denying he knew Christ.
El mismo hombre que hace menos de 50 días había negado a Jesús.
Today is preaching before the temple the message of Christ.
Hoy está predicando en el templo el mensaje de Jesús.
This is the change that we see before an encounter with the Spirit and after an encounter with the Spirit.
Y vemos la transformación de lo que es vivir vacío sin el Espíritu y lleno del Espíritu en este momento.
I met an older gentleman walking around the streets of Japan last week.
Yo estuve con un hombre anciano caminando en las calles de Japón la semana pasada.
And we were talking, I was trying to practice a little bit of Japanese.
Yo estaba practicando mi japonés.
Thankfully, he knew English and he told me he studied at Franklin University in the 92.
Yo le doy gracias que él sabía inglés y porque él había estudiado en Franklin University en el año 92.
Many would say it's a coincidence, but I would say it's a God incidence.
Muchos dicen que es una coincidencia, pero yo digo que es un guión de Dios.
And we talked about a little bit about our lives and what we were doing. I mentioned, do you know Jesus? Do you have a relationship with Jesus?
Hablamos de nuestra vida, de lo que nos pasaba, pero yo le tuve que mencionar, ¿tienes una relación con Jesús?
And he said he had heard the message, but he didn't know much about it. So I took a moment to explain the gospel.
Él dice que había escuchado el mensaje, pero que nunca había profundizado. Así que le di el mensaje del evangelio.
When you have a personal and intimate encounter with the Spirit.
Cuando tienes una relación personal o un encuentro con el Espíritu,
it is impossible to stay silent.
Es imposible de estar en silencio. Cuando tú encuentras a Dios,
when you find God,
no te puedes quedar callado.
You can't stay silent.
Y le voy a pedir a la banda que por favor me acompañe.
I'm going to ask the worship group to join us.
No hay manera que puedas quedarte en silencio.
There is no way you stay quiet.
Por eso vemos que la oposición trata de separarte.
And that's why we see that opposition tries to isolate you.
Trata de intimidarte.
Tries to intimidate you.
Y trata de silenciarte.
And tries to silence you.
Y la pregunta de qué las personas llenas del Espíritu hacen cuando están bajo presión.
And now the question is about what does a person who is filled with the Holy Spirit do when faced with opposition?
En el versículo 23 dice que al quedar libres, Pedro y Juan volvieron a los suyos.
Verse 23, we see on their release, Peter and John went back to their own people, were reported all their, yeah.
Versículo 24, cuando lo oyeron, todos alzaron la voz unánimes en oración.
When they heard this, they raised their voices together in prayer to God.
Imagina el momento.
Imagine this moment.
Ellos regresando de la prisión.
They were coming back from prison.
Dice que 5,000 se habían convertido.
5,000 had converted.
5,000 nuevas caras.
5,000 new faces.
5,000 nuevas historias.
5,000 new stories.
5,000 nuevas personas.
5,000 new people.
Todos esperando.
Everybody waiting.
Ellos regresan.
They come back.
En lugar de separarse, ellos se unen al grupo.
And apart from isolating themselves, they join the group again.
Después de la presión de la semana, una vez más regresamos a la familia.
When faced with pressure throughout your week, we return to the family.
Y cuando regresamos, dice que ellos alzaron la voz al cielo.
And when they returned, they said they lifted their voices and prayed.
Ellos empezaron a orar todos juntos.
They started to pray together.
Y mientras oraban, ellos no estaban pidiendo que le quitaran la oposición.
And while they played, they prayed, they were asking for this opposition to be get rid of opposition.
Ellos lo que decían, por favor, ayúdanos, danos el poder para poder enfrentar la oposición.
They weren't saying, give us the power to face this opposition.
Danos poder para poder predicar mucho más.
Give us power to be able to preach even
danos
more.
Danos poder para poder salir.
Give us power to be able to go out.
Danos poder para que el mundo entero conozca a nuestro Jesús.
Give us power so that the whole world may get to know our Jesus.
Este es el principio de la oposición.
This is the beginning of opposition.
Pero en el capítulo 5 vamos a estar viendo más adelante que de nuevo Pedro y Juan son golpeados y echados en prisión.
In chapter 5 we're going to see again that once again John and Peter were beat and thrown in prison.
En el capítulo 6 y 7 vamos a ver el primer mártir de la iglesia, Esteban.
In chapter 6 and 7 we're going to see the first martyr of the church in Stephen.
En el capítulo 8 vamos a ver a un tal Pablo, a un tal Saulo que perseguía a los cristianos.
In chapters after 8 we're going to see this Saul who became Paul, who became preacher of the word.
Y mientras vemos el libro de Hechos avanzando, vemos que hay poder de Dios manifestándose.
And while we see the book of Acts develop, we see the power of God manifesting.
El evangelio
itself
es predicado.
The gospel is preached.
Pero también vemos que la oposición viene para ellos.
But we also see that they are faced with opposition.
Por eso tenemos que entender que como cristianos tenemos que esperar que va a haber persecución en nuestra vida.
So that is why as Christians we must expect persecution in our lives.
Porque durante toda la historia de la iglesia,
because throughout the whole history of the church,
todos los que han estado llenos del Espíritu Santo,
all those that have been filled with the Spirit,
han estado enfrentando oposición,
have been facing opposition.
Comienza con llenura del Espíritu Santo.
It begins with the anointment of the Holy Spirit.
Y nosotros sabemos que como comienza, así también va a terminar.
And we know because it's something begins, we know the way it will end.
Pero nosotros sabemos que no va a terminar con la oposición.
But we know it won't end with opposition.
Nosotros sabemos que va a terminar con glorificación para la iglesia de Jesucristo.
We know that it will finish in the glorification of the church for Christ.
El último Super Bowl, ¿saben cuántas personas lo vieron?
You know how many people saw the last Super Bowl?
Dice que alrededor de 500 millones de personas.
Around 500 million people.
¿Saben cuántos vieron la final del último mundial de soccer?
You know who watched the last World Cup final?
1.7 millones de personas.
1.7 billion people.
¿Sabes qué dice la Biblia? ¿Cuántas personas van a ver cuando Jesús regrese?
Do you know what the Bible says about how many people will see when Jesus returns?
Dice la Biblia que todo ojo le verá.
The Bible says that all eyes will see.
Y toda lengua confesará.
And all tongues will confess.
Que Jesucristo,
that Jesus Christ,
es el Señor,
is Lord.
Y Jesucristo vendrá por su iglesia.
And Jesus will return for
y
his
nos
church.
Arrebatará de este dolor.
And he will take us from this pain.
Y nos arrebatará de la oposición.
And he will grab us from opposition.
Y reinaremos eternamente con él.
And we will reign eternally with him.
Esto no es una historia.
This is not just a story.
Jesucristo murió.
Jesus Christ died.
Jesucristo resucitó.
Jesus Christ resurrected.
Y porque él vive, yo puedo vivir mañana.
And because he lives, I can live tomorrow.
Ahora Pedro regresa a la iglesia.
Now Peter returns to the church.
Y dice que después de haber orado, tembló la tierra.
And it says that after they had prayed, the earth shook.
y todos fueron llenos del Espíritu Santo.
And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit.
Y tal vez todos alzaron la voz.
And maybe they all raised their voices.
Y le pidieron a Dios.
And they asked God.
Y le dijeron, eres bueno con mi alma.
And he said, you are good with my soul.
Eres muy bueno con mi alma, Dios.
You are very good with my soul, Lord.
Ayúdanos a enfrentar la oposición.
Help us to face opposition.
Ayúdanos a vivir en tu verdad.
Help us to live in your truth.
Ayúdanos a vivir esta semana.
Help us to live this week.
Dando testimonio.
Giving witness.
Del Jesús que nosotros hemos creído.
Of the Jesus whom we believe in.
No hay otro nombre.
There is no other name.
Dado a los hombres.
Given to mankind.
Solo Jesús.
Only Jesus.
Nos ponemos todos en pie.
If we all stand up, we'll get on our feet as we're able to.
Y como mismo hicieron los apóstoles en ese capítulo 4.
And as the apostles did in chapter 4.
Yo sé que has regresado cargado y trabajado.
I know you've come weary and weak.
Pero levanta tus manos en adoración.
Raise your hands in worship.
Cántale a Dios.
Raise your voice to God.
Que Dios les bendiga.
God bless you all.
Father, we want to live the words of that song. Through it all, God. Meet us in our situation. Meet us in the difficulties, the hard things. Help us to keep our eyes on you, God. Thank you for the peace that comes when we look to you first. We love you, Jesus. Pray this in your name. Amen. All right, man. It was a great day. Great day so far, but it's not done yet. We want to remind you just a couple things. First of all, 2 weeks, we're starting that Conversations with English and Spanish Speakers. It's before church at 9:15 a.m. It's going to be about 8 weeks long, so you can come any of the weeks. We'd love for you to be there. You can sign up if you want on mylcc.info. And now on to First Sunday Lunch. So let me give you some instructions. I'm going to pray in a minute, and then I'm going to dismiss you. You can go out those doors over there, head to the warehouse. Parents, pick up your kids first. Don't leave them forever. And a reminder, if you're new or you forgot to bring food today, come anyway. We've got plenty of food over there. We're excited to, food is one of those great uniters. We see it in early church too, right? They broke bread together. And so let's pray for the meal. God, thank you again so much for this day, and thank you for what we're about to eat. God, it's just a blessing and a provision to eat together and to have good food together, and we give you the glory. I pray this in your name. Amen. All right, we'll see you in a little bit over in the warehouse.